Rav Shabbos had money in the pocket. I took off my jacket and I left the money there. That's shochet, that's not miniach. So then the pocket doesn't become bosses. If I left the money there on purpose, I wanted to, I had no other place to put my money. Want to leave the money there on purpose, then the pocket will become a mukta. The rest of the beggar will not become. That's in the Shin Yud and the Ramon Siv Zayin and the Mogen Avraham there and the Mishnah Brura. The pocket will become a buses, but not the whole beggar, because the pocket is only a chelik tofel of the entire beggar. So the beggar doesn't become a buses because of the mukta and the pumpkin. Then there's the din of buses, davra asa ula davra muta. If you have both mukta and non mukta on top of a kli, so that's in shin yud. So it depends which is more important, which is more chashuv. Let's say you leave candles on the table and you don't have any chalas and you don't have any plates. So the candles are mukta. The flame is mukta on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, the flame is not mukta because you can light another flame from this flame. Both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you can use the light that comes out from the flame. But Dovah Sheesh Bohishtamshus is not Mukta. So the Magen Avraham explains, we spoke about it last week, and the Bohishtamshus means to handle it, the Yadayim. Let's say we have paintings hanging on the walls, and the Magen Avraham says the paintings are, we usually don't take them down. We don't take down the paintings. They are photographs of paintings. They say, since it's considered a Dovah Sheesh Bohishtamshus, I look at them, but I don't handle it by a dime, so that's considered mukta. So davar shein bo hishtamshus. So the flame on Yom Tov, you can light another candle from an already existing candle. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. You can use the light that emanates from the flame, but you can't handle the flame itself. So therefore, the flame is mukta on Shabbos. So you light the candles on the candlestick, so the candlestick becomes the oak. In the days of the Gemara, they used to use oil. So the Gemara says, Hanach ner shemen apsila, the wick and the oil in the cup. The ner is the cup, the shemen is the oil, and psila is the wick. All three are mukta because they're buses. They're buses to the flame because the flame is a dove shem b'hoish tam shesiro. You're not allowed to handle it. Hammer is a klisha malach de liyisr, as rob malach de liyisr and nit malach de liyisr. But the flame is the only thing you can handle the flame for is to light another flame with it. So that's called malach talisa. So the flame is mukta mamish. So if the candelabra, the leichter, will be basis davarasa. What about the rest of the table? So if you don't have anything on the table, you have no chalas and you have no svarim and you have no plates and you have no silverware. So then the whole table will become a basis davarasa because you left it there, intending that it should be there. If you have other things on the table, so then it depends. If you have the big chandelier, you have other lights, so the candle on the table is not that important. Even if the candle goes out, you still have the other lights. If you have plates and silverware on the table and svarim on the table, so then the plates and the silverware and the svarim added all up together is more chashuv than the candle. Shaila is, if you don't have any other lights in the room, you're just relying on the candle, so then it's a question of a judgment. Is it candle? How important is the candle? Candle goes out, you're going to be sitting in the dark. So is the candle considered? But by us, it's not a shaila. We always have other lights on. We always have the wine on the table and the chalas on the table and other things. So buses, davar asa, davar amuta, the davar amuta, all the dvarim are termed together. Then the davar asa, then it doesn't have a din of buses. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara that there's a din of the mabatal kli mehe
chanai. The $1,000 leichter and the $2 challah.
Yeah. So the
Shulchan, comparison of the.
So the let's say the silver leichter is $2,000, but the flame is not worth $2,000. So the to determine whether the table is a basis davar asa davar amuta, which is more chashuv, I think it says in the Shulchan Aruch you have to go basa the flame, not basa the whole leichter, the silverware, the silver leichter is mukta because of basis. It's not muktza machmas atzmai. So you have to judge based on the flame of the candle. Is the flame more chashuv than the dvar hamator? Because the silver lechta should also be really a dvar hamator. It's only muktza because of buses. It's not so to determine whether the table is a basis or not, which is the more chashuv than which. You only go basa the flame itself, the muktza itself, not the basis. Then the Gemara has a din. Let's say the Gemara has the case like this: a person has an egg farm, and the hens are laying eggs, and you're afraid that the eggs, you're afraid that the hens are going to jump on the eggs. They're going to fight with each other. They're going to jump on the eggs and crack them and ruin them. So you want to invert a kli on top of the kof, all of a sakli, so that the hens won't jump on it. So the Gemara says that we pass on that, that's mutter. We pass on that's mutter. There was an opinion that you're not allowed to handle a kli to cover up a dvar muktze, but we don't accept that opinion. The Gemara said there was such an opinion in the Amharim. We don't accept that. We say it is mutter. Why exactly did that mandama hold enkle nital at sechta vanital? You're not allowed to cover over a beitzus and all the beyond the beitzus and all the beyond of his mukta. You're not allowed to handle a cup in order to invert it to protect it. Why? So that's there's a stira in Rashi's. Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Gilyan Ashas points out this sugya enkle nital sechta vanital appears both in Shabbos and in Beitza. And Rashi has a contradiction the way he learns the Gemara, and this is that it's not Rashi's fault, because there seems to be a contradiction between the two Gemaras. So Rashi on each Gemara gave the pshat that fits in best in that Gemara. The contradiction is, what kind of a din is that? Does this mandama mean to say we don't paskin like that? We paskin, we don't accept enkle nitol tzorch davar. You are permitted to move the cup and turn it upside down to cover the beitzus and all that. But why did he think that it's asa? So according to one sugya, he held that it's asa just like there's a din of buses. If you have the tray on the... let's say I put the tray... the hen is about to lay an egg. And I'm going to put the tray there, so a soft tray, so that when the egg falls out, it shouldn't smash. It should fall on this soft tray. So that's called, I'm making the tray into a buses. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's called mevatel kli mehechanai. I have a candle that's burning on Friday night, and the wax from the candle or some of the oil from the cup is dripping on the table, and it's ruining the tablecloth. So I'm afraid that the tablecloth is going to get ruined. So I take a paper plate, or I take a plate, whatever. And I put it right next to the candle so that when the wax drips, it shouldn't drip on the tablecloth, it should drip on the plate, and I'll throw the paper plate out, or I'll wash it after Shabbos. I'll wash it off the plate from the wax that got stuck on it. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that because I'm making the plate into muktzeh. What's wrong with that? What's the avera to make something into muktzeh? So Tosfos points out that there's a contradiction between two Rashis, both of Masechus Shabbos. One place Rashi writes, it's like boneh. Because it's if I put the plate next to the candle, so the wax drips on the plate and the plate becomes buses, I won't be able to move it. So it's as if I just nailed it down to the table. As if I was mechaber it to the table because it just became muktzeh and I can't move it anymore. So one place Rashi writes that it's like boneh. The other place Rashi writes that it's soser, just the opposite of boneh. It's soser. Why soser? It used to be a useful plate, and now I ruined it. Now I can't handle the plate. I can't use it anymore. So it's a malacha. So I said, Tosfos points out, it's a steer. Masechta Shabbos is a big masechta. So it's like 80, 90 blot in between the one Rashi and the other. So there are two pshatim and Rashi. But that's an isa. That's an isa. So why does... So that we do accept la halacha. But for kli mechani, you're not allowed to do. But to take a kli to cover over, to invert the kli to cover over the egg, that is mutter. We don't accept that opinion that it doesn't. So that din, there's a steer between the two sugya Shabbos and Beitza. Why is it asa? Why did the one bandama hold that it's asa? We pass on it's mutter. Why was there an opinion that it's asa? So one version in the Gemara was that just like the basis on the bottom becomes basis davar hasa, becomes muktzeh, so too this is like a basis on top. Since this inverted pot is going to protect the egg or the muktzeh, let's say I have money. I have a $100 bill, a $1,000 bill on the table, and a nochri is coming to visit. I'm afraid the guest is going to walk off with my money. So I put a big tray over there, so no one will realize I put a big tray with fruits on it, whatever. So I put something there to cover over the money, so the potential ganav will not realize that there's anything valuable on the bottom. So one version in the Gemara has it that just like if I have a tray on the bottom of the muktzah, the tray becomes buses, it becomes muktzah on its own. So too, if I put a tray on top to cover the muktzah, that's also tofel to the muktzah. And from the minute that I picked it up, I'm violating tiltum muktzah. In the other version, in the Gemara, with the other Rashi, and the other Masichta has, no, it's not tiltum muktzah. The only buses on the bottom is muktzah. But to cover over the thing on top, the cover on top, doesn't become muktzah, but it's an issue of tiltum kelum. We said that b'mei Nechemiah ben Chakalya nishtas nishtan zu. The Gemara says, when Ezra and Nehemiah came back to Eretz Yisrael, there was all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Machal Shabbos, they were married, Nisui Taruvis, and they had to work hard to get everybody to become observant again. So they made all of these gzeres. So when they made the gzera, they made the gzera of Isa Tiltal Muktzeh, and they also asked Tiltal Kelim. So Klisha Malachta Leheter, you're not allowed to be Metaltal Shalom Tzarech Klal, only permissible to end the Litzar, Kufa Litzar, and Kama Mechama Litzel. It's Klisha Malachta Leisir, you're only permitted to move it, Litzar, Kufa Litzar, and Kama. Not allowed to move it, Mechama Litzel. So here, I have a perfectly good Kli. I want to move the Kli, it's a Klisha Malachta Leheter, a cup, let's say. I want to move the Klisha Malachta Leheter to cover over the Beitzah Shanol, the Shabbos of the Yontif. So that's an illegitimate use of the of a tiltal, that's considered klisha malachta laheter, not for a legitimate tzorach. You're permitted to be metaltal klisha malachta laheter, either the tzorach gufoy, or the tzorach mekomo, or mechama letzel. This is none of the three. Here I want to be metaltal the tzorach gufoy, okay, I want to protect the beitza, but the beitza is mukta. So since I'm moving the klisha malachta laheter to cover up a dra mukta, so that if we pass on this mukta. But there was an opinion in the days of the Amoraim, there was an opinion that it's Aser, it was Aser because of Tiltal Kelim. So that's the difference between the Rashi and the two Masichtas, whether this Shita that we don't accept, that Enkli Nitel Elo Tzarech Dvaran Nitel, that you're not allowed to move a Kli to cover up a Dvar Muktzeh, does that have to do with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon about Muktzeh, or has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon? It's an Issa Tiltal Kelim. Everyone would agree. Even Reb Shimon is Mekala Muktzeh. We didn't yet discuss what is the Machlegs of Beauty Reb Shimon. If Reb Shimon was a little Mekala, he passed like Reb Shimon, Lekula, and the Muktzeh story, he would agree that that's the Stira Sasugis, really. It's not really, it's not just the Stira and Rashi, it's the Stira and the Sugis. Regarding the din of buses of the Dabaha Osur, the din of buses davrasa, we always talk about if you leave money on a tray, so you put muktzah, so then the tray becomes muktzah mamish. What if I have a hammer, and the hammer is a klisha malachta liyisa, and I put the hammer on a tray, I put the hammer in a certain in a drawer, let's say. So does the drawer become buses? Does it take just like if I put money in a cash register? So the cash register becomes buses to the money, and it becomes like muktzah mamish. So would you say if I put a hammer, a screwdriver in a drawer, and the Erev Shabbos, I plan to leave it there the whole Shabbos, I would say the drawer becomes also dino kiklisha malachta leyisr. You're not allowed to move the drawer unless it's our goof or the tzorach makam. I say no. Maybe the din of buses only applies buses to muktzah. Maybe there's no halacha buses to a klisha malachta leyisr. So the Prima Gadim is Mesukkah about that. When we were learning the Masechta, we found that Tosfos Rid writes Beferish Lechumre, that just like there's a din of buses to Mukta Mamish, so too, just like Hanach L'Ner Shemet Apsilo, the wick and the oil and the cup that hold everything. Everything, all three are mukta, and the silver, leichter, everything is mukta because of buses, because of the flame. So too, if you put a hammer or a screwdriver in a drawer, so the drawer, and it's there, ben hashmasha, so the whole drawer will become buses to the klisha malach talisa and have the din of klisha malach talisa. Won't have the din of mukta mamish, it's not going to be more chomer than the hammer or the screwdriver. But it'll have the din of a klisha malach talisa. It'll only be mutta to move the drawer. Depending on what else you have in the drawer, if you have only the screwdriver, you only have the screwdriver and the nails and the hammer, and everything else in the drawer is all pencil. Everything is klisha malach talisa. Then the Tosfos writes as well. The drawer will have the din of buses to that. It'll be dino ki klisha malach talisa. But if you have other things laheta there. You have, in addition to the hammer and the screwdriver and the nails, you have forks and knives and spoons and other things also. So then you have to judge which is more important, which is more valuable, which is more important. So if the davar mutar is more important than the davar ha'asur, then the klisha malach talisa, then the drawer will not become a bus. Okay.
Esther, so back to the case where the candle is dripping and I want to put a plate. So can I put a plate, and on top of the plate I put forks, knives, and spoons on one side of the plate, and on the other side of the plate is catching the wax that's dripping?
I think you can, yeah, because the plate will not become buses, because the wax is junk, and the fork and the knives and the spoons are more important. You should get a big plate that you'll be able to hold all these things on it, yeah? I think that is correct. Sounds correct. Yeah. We were learning Siman Shin Ches, so we said, Dovan HaMelech, the Gemara says in Perek, Bama Malikin, Dovan HaMelech died on Shabbos, and when he died, he was Mutta B'chama, so live people are not Mukta. The four things that are Makabal Tumah, the Mekele Mochel Mashkin, all of the laws of Mukta were patterned after that. So those four categories of things that are Makabal Tumah, or the Mekele Mochel Mashkin, those are not Mukta. Kalim is the din of Tilku Kalim, they made a separate Issa, but it's not considered Mukta. So the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech asked the Chacham, what should I do? His father died Mukta B'chama, can he move the mace? So they said, you're not allowed to have mace as Mukta. That's what we spoke. You see, already before Dovan HaMelech died, there already was a din of Mukta. So how does the Gemara say, B'mei Nechemi ben Chakal, and they made all these zeros. So they didn't see, we spoke about that, we spoke a little bit about that. So the Gemara says that Chacham told Shlomo HaMelech, you should put a kikar etinek, and then you can move the mace. So then the Gemara says, there's a machlokes, and we pass on the Omer, kikar etinek, elab mace bilvad. Doesn't apply to other kinds of muktzah. But nonetheless, here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Ches, they quote the Rosh, that if you have, where was it? I forgot already. It's Tif, hey. Yesh matrim l'tal tok klisha malach talisa ayde kikra etinek. Ayde Gemara says, I'm a kikra etinek ala b'meis b'lvad. So that's a chubas or rush. And the rush says, no. In the area of mukta, you want to make it to be, in tal tok mukta, you want to make it by meis. But if it's only a klisha malach talisa or a screwdriver, then if you have a kikra etinek, then it would be mukta. Yeah. How does the rush know that that's so? So he got it from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, let's say you finish serving the soup. You don't have so many guests, and you have a lot of soup left. So you permit it to carry the soup pot and put it back in the refrigerator on Shabbos. So the question is, how come? But the soup pot is a klisha malach talisa. The soup pot is a klisha malach talisa. When you take the soup pot off of the blech, let's say, and you put it on the countertop, and then you want to draw out the soup, so it's still to klisha malach talisa. The soup pot is a klisha malach talisa. It's a cooking utensil, frying pan or cooking pan, but it's litzarach gufoy. I can't scoop out the soup while it's still on the fire. We'll have to learn that siman in Shulchan Aruch. That's megis. If you stir the soup while it's on the fire, that's a chashash that may be considered a violation of a malacha. We don't really understand why it's fully cooked through and through. It's fully cooked through and through, but that's when machmer. One of the Rishonim wrote like that, the Kolbei, one of the Balei HaTosfos wrote like that. So when we don't, or let's say you have cholent on the fire, so you don't scoop out the cholent while it's still on the fire. Take it off of the fire, then you scoop out. So he's taking off the kli shemalach kaniyus, he's taking off the soup pot, the tzara guf, because you want to serve it. But then you have half of the soup is left behind, then you want to put it back in the refrigerator. So how is that, how come it's mutter to move it at that time? So the Rosh says, the reason why it's mutter is because the soup pot is only, not mukta mamish, it's only kli shemalach kaniyuser. Since it has soup in it, so that's kikaratinek. If you have a non-mukta item in the kli shemalach kaniyuser, then it takes off this. The Gemara says, lama kikaratinek alam baseball rod. So he says, no, that's only by mukta, real mukta, but by kli shemalach kaniyuser is more kal than it's mukta. So we explain tiltal kofel. We explained the way Rav Soloveitchik said that it's like Tosis proves from the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Let's say I left the screwdriver on the table, I left the hammer on the table, and it's Sorchem Kom, I want to eat there. I want to eat over there. So you're allowed to take the screwdriver and the hammer off the table, and once you have it in your hand, behet there, then you can walk all the way five rooms down in the room, in the house, and put it in the shed where it belongs. It doesn't belong in the bedroom. It doesn't belong anywhere in the dining room. You don't take it off the table and drop it on the floor immediately. Since you're holding it in your hand, the hat there, so it's all one long tiltle. So it's mutter to move it all the way down. So it's the same over here. You have also like, I'm carrying two things together. I'm carrying the screwdriver with the, I'm carrying the soup pot with the soup in it. So the soup is not mukta at all, and the soup pot does a klisha malach talisa. So you, it's one tiltal on two different things, and on one of them I have a heter. On the soup, that's heter gomer, that's oichlim. Oichlim in Kisri HaKodesh, that never goes at anything. No isar on that at all. So even though I'm also moving the klisha malach talisa, that's like a double tiltal. So by klisha malach talisa, that's mukta. By mukta, we're not makel on that. By mukta, the Ramos said, if a person is carrying mukta on Shabbos, and then he realizes that it's already Shabbos, so he doesn't have to drop the mukta. He's permitted to, he's carrying money in his pocket or in his hand, let's say, and then it's Shabbos already, so he's allowed to walk five rooms down in the house, as long as not violating Hoytzah, just violating Tilta Mukta. It's one long issue of Tilta Mukta, and he violated it already. It doesn't make it worse if he's going to walk another 25 steps to put the money where it really belongs. So the Mishnah Berurah said, all the big Achrayim reject that Ramah, that kulda, that Tosfos proof from the Gemara, once you carry the klisha malach d'liyisir, you can already put it away where it belongs. That's only a kulda by klisha malach d'liyisir. Doesn't apply to tilta mukta. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained over here. If you have kikar etinik by klisha malach d'liyisir, it's a double tilta, and I have a heter on one of them, on the food, on the soup that's in the pot. So therefore, it's mutta to carry the pot together with the soup. So we understand what it means. By mace, not that they invented a new, the Rosh understood. What they invented from outer space, from nowhere, they invented a kula of kikaratinik. Now, kikaratinik always existed as a kula by klisha malach d'liyisir. And then by mace, mishum kabar abis, mishum kabar anais, they took that kula that really should not carry over to mukta. And they made us mukta is only the rabbanon with the tilta mukta is a shvus of hoytzah. So they took the kula of kikaratinik, which really only makes sense by klisha malach d'liyisir, and they applied it to mace. And by other muktas, they didn't apply it. So that's.
Rabbi, I don't understand. Was a pot klisha malach d'liyisir? I don't understand that really. I'm confusing that, basically.
Oh, a cooking utensil is considered a klisha malach d'liyisir because the main purpose is for cooking a frying. So you're bothered with a different thing. The Baal HaMor raises the same question as the Rosh. Baal HaMor on the bottom of the Rif. Why is one permitted to move the leftover soup in the pot? He doesn't offer this Rosh, kikmatin.
Right.
He says a different word. He says the soup pot is a klisha malach, sometimes treated like a klisha malach d'liyisir, sometimes it's a klisha malach d'liheter. It serves as a container. Let's say you have a Tupperware, you have a plastic container. So that's a klisha malach d'liheter. So that's what the Baal HaMor says. Kolzman that still has soup in it, Kolzman still has some food in it, then it's a klisha malach d'liheter. If you're interested in cooking, then I say, oh, it's a klisha malach d'liyisir. But on Shabbos, you're not going to cook. So on Shabbos, if the pot has some food in it, then I call it a container. It's a klisha malachta leheta. That's why it's mutter. So the Balamor doesn't hold from the Russian school that kikre tinik is always at the by all klisha malachta leheta. He says the reason why it's mutter is because now it's a container, like a Tupperware container. Right.
Even without saying that, why can't you just say that it's a klisha malachta leheta? And now you're using the Litzarech Gufa. You're using the Litzarech Gufa because that's a, you want to store the soup.
You want to move the soup. And Achanam is also a good time. Also a good time, yeah.
So what do you do if it's an empty pot? You can't use it at all afterwards?
If you have an empty pot, it's all empty, then I can
say... You served everybody, pot is empty. So what you can't put it away now someplace?
You have to keep in mind, it has the status of a klisha malachta le'isir, and you're only allowed to move it, letzorach gufa, letzorach mekomo. If it's going to be in the way, letzorach mekomo, or if you want to use it for some purpose. But if it's not letzorach gufa, letzorach mekomo, then it's the use of tilta, like moving a hammer, a screwdriver, or a pen.
That I understand.
So the pot that's empty has the status like a klisha malachta le'isir, which has a lot of restrictions. Okay? Letzorach gufa, letzorach mekomo would be mutter, but if it's anything less than that, it would not be mutter.
Right.
The Gemara talks a lot about a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether there's a din of muktzah or not. What do you mean? You know, Rabbi Shimon is mekel, there's no din of muktzah. Nah, Rabbi Shimon also agrees. Everybody agrees. So what do they agree on? So if you have Eitzim Avon HaVi'ofer, you have a piece of junk, something that's not a kli, it's not one of the four categories, and a mekabel tumah, or the mekel l'machal mashal, not one of the four. It's a piece of junk, garbage, yeah, usually garbage in the garbage bin, is all junk. So much of it is going to be muktzah. So that Reb Shimon also agrees to. Machlek Zabir Reb Shimon is muktzah by kelim or muktzah by ochlim. What's the shaila? So the Mara has like this. If you have, I have a grocery store adjacent to my apartment. Grocery store, I have a lot of food there. But all the food in the store is packaged and it has a label and it says how much it costs. And it's an umdeh in the muchach that on Erev Shabbos, we're talking about a case. I don't plan to eat any food in the house, of any kelim in the house. If you ask the balabaster is not consciously thinking about an Erev Shabbos, but if you ask him, do you think he may use the food in the freezer? Do you think he may use the plates that you have in the cabinet? Is that a possibility? Let's say I have Pesach plates, or Pesach dikah silverware. So he asked the balabaster, do you plan to use the Pesach dikah stuff? And Erev Shabbos, yes, because she'll say no, she does not. Then in the middle of Shabbos, they find out that they just won this week's ticket, and they're multimillionaires, and they decided in the middle of Shabbos, after they found out, they're going to buy a new set of dishes for Pesach. They're going to use the Pesach dikah dishes for chametz for all year round. So that's going to be a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. At Pesach dikah dishes, and it was an umdir de muchach that I had in mind, I'm not going to use that on Shabbos. There was no hachonis. It says, ve'echino es asher yaviu, you should have hachonah on the food and on the kelim. On Erev Shabbos, you should be mechen whatever food you plan to eat on Shabbos, you should be mechen in bod yom. Whatever kelim you plan to use, you should be mechen in bod yom. So that, let's say we plan to have a birthday party for one of the children on Sunday, and we have ice cream, a big tub of ice cream in the freezer. So we asked the balabasta on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmash, do you think you're going to use the ice cream? She says, no. That's for the Sunday party. Or let's say you have shmura matzah. You have shmura matzah a month before Pesach, and it's sitting in the house on Shabbos. So you ask the balabas, do you plan to eat the shmura matzah dish? No, it's so expensive. It's a fortune. The shmura matzah is a fortune. They don't plan to eat it. So they don't plan to eat that food, and they don't plan to use the Pesach digger dishes. The Gemara gives another example. Chitim le'oitzer amri le'iska. Let's say you have a storage house where you have a lot of chitim, let's say an Erev Yontif. And yes, the person, you would ask him on Erev Yontif, do you think you're going to use some of the chitim to cook some food on Yontif? He says, no, it's in the Beis HaOitzer. It's not in the kitchen, it's in the Beis HaOitzer. Or Tamri le'iska, he has his grocery store adjacent to his apartment. You ask him, if you would ask him on Erev Shabbos, do you think you're going to use some of the food in the groceries? He says, no, that's Oymed L'Mechira. That's not for my use. All the food in my house I may consider eating on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but the food in the store that's adjacent to the house, or the chitim and the oitzer, he doesn't plan to eat. So that's a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. You say all oichel and all kelim amuchan me'aleihem, because it's roi lachila and it's roi lehishtamshus on Shabbos, not a klisha malach telehetter. So do you say it's mucha me'elof, or do you say no such thing mucha me'elof? We need hachonas habaylim. So you need that there should be an umder, even though the balabasta is not consciously thinking about it, but if you would, there's an umder mucha. If you would ask on Erev Shabbos, do you think you're going to eat the food and the refrigerator? You say yes. The ice cream in the freezer, no. That's for the birthday party for Sunday. That's an umder mucha. They don't plan to eat. So that's the ice cream in the freezer, the Pesach of the dishes, that's an umder mucha not to use. So that's where there's a machlekes Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that has a mukta by Ochlam and Reb Shimon disagrees. He says, no, Ochlam can be, you don't need hachonas hagavre. Mucha me'elub is also good. So the Gemara has lishitasam, because of this machlekes Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, is also a machlekes between the two of them. What if you have Michael Adam Shinishtan Alias Michael Behema in the middle of Shabbos? The din is for Kabbalah's Tumah purposes. The four things that are Makabal Tumah, Adam, Mekele, Mochum, Hamashkin. So only Michael Adam is Makabal Tumah. Michael Asher Yochel, Chomashkin, Sheishas, and Machal Kli Yitma. If it's Roy Lachilos Adam. Roy Lachilos Behema is not Makabal Tumah. But for purposes of Muktzah, even as Michael Behema, it's not going to be a Muktzah. What if you had, let's say, chicken? So on Erev Shabbos, the chicken was Michael Adam. Then on Shabbos, we ate up all of the chicken, and we just left with the bones. So if you left over a little bit of chicken on the bones, and there's still what Roy Lachilos Adam, so it's still Michael Adam. I don't want to eat it. I'm stuffed, and no one else is going to eat from my germs. So we're going to throw it out. But it's still Roy Lachilos Adam, so that's not a Shiloh Muktzah. But he ate up all the chicken on the bones. There's no more chicken left, but if you live in a neighborhood where there are dogs, and dogs usually like to eat their chicken bones, or bones from flesh, so then, and the Ramah says, if you have some Michael Behema that's miyuchad for elephants, but you don't have an elephant, nobody in the building has an elephant, nobody has any snakes in the building, it's a normal building. If you live near the zoo, and sometimes you go to the zoo to feed the elephants, okay, so then it won't be mukta. But if you don't live near the zoo, so klalim ha-metzui muhammad, that's what the Ramah says. In every big apartment building in Manhattan, you're going to find someone who has a dog. If you don't have a dog, so the next building is going to have somebody who has a dog. So bones, chicken bones, and so on, those kind of things, that's Michael Bain. So if you eat, even though the bone didn't really change, the chicken on the bone was Roy Lachilos Adam on Erev Shabbos. I ate it, and the bone was always a bone. But nonetheless, that's what the Rashba explains in the Gemara. That's Pashim Shat. You treat the whole chicken, the whole piece of chicken, as Michael Adam. Then after the person eats all of the chicken on the bone, he's left with the bones. So now I consider it like Michael Adam, Shenishtan Alias Michael Behem. And truth of matter, nothing changed. The bone was always Michael Behem. But since the bone was part of the big piece of chicken, so I treated the whole piece of chicken as Michael Adam, and now it became Michael Bein. So that's a machlekes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. So the pashtus is that we paskin like Reb Shimon and Michael Adam Shenishtan Aliyos Michael Beima is not mukta. That's called Noilat She'eno Gomor. Tosis has on the first half in Beitza. Tosis had this chiddush. The Noilat Gomor, if something came into existence, let's say if the mon would fall down, the mon didn't fall, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. The man would have fallen down on Shabbos. The reason why Al Yetzi Ish Mekomo, no one's allowed to, no one should go out on Shabbos to collect the man, is because there's an Issur Haitzah. So that's why there was no Erev in the Midbar. So they're not allowed to carry. So Al Yetzi Ish Mekomo, the Kalev Biyada, when they went to pick up the man every morning, Sunday through Friday, so they used to carry a container and take Mon Oymalagogoylas to figure out how many people in the family and take an Oymer for each person and they would carry it. So that's an Issur Haitzah. But so the Mon didn't fall down on Shabbos because they're not allowed to collect it because of Haitzah. But if the Mon would have fallen down, that would have been Noilat Gomer. because it didn't, the man was at this heavenly, it was lechem el hashamayim. It wasn't, it didn't exist on the day before. It was yesh meyayin. Rabbi Shalom made a miracle yesh meyayin. So that's noilad gomor. So noilad gomor, everyone agrees, is muktzah. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees. It didn't require ve'hechinu esha sheyaviu. You need hachanim in bo'yom that it shouldn't be muktzah. So if thing didn't exist on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontav, then it had no hachanim. Taisus on the first daf in Beitza quotes Ahav Amina from the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says that if it rains on Shabbos Yontav or it snows on Shabbos Yontav, so the rain, I'll leave that snow, that's a question, let's say rain. So if it rains on Shabbos Yontav and you had a container in the street, in your backyard, no Isra Paitza, so all the water that falls, all the water that rains on Shabbos is not Muktzah. So Gemara asked the Kasha, why not? Why don't you say, Maya be'iva, nivla bli? Why don't you say, the water in the clouds was not in the form of water. It was in the form of a gas. And then it turned into water, but it fell down to earth with the pull of gravity. So since it was in a different form, why not consider it no legoma? So Gemara says, it's not. We don't consider it no legoma. But you see from that Gemara, that if, whenever you have something that's panim chadash ba'olakan, and gansen and noilad gomer didn't look like this at all at the beginning of Shabbos. Like if the man would have fallen on Shabbos Yontav, there would be a yesh meyayin. The man was a bria min hashamayim. So then the man would have been muktzah. So if you have something that's really noilad gomer, let's say they print a newspaper on Shabbos and Yontav, and they deliver it to you. So, I remember when I was a child in elementary school, so they took us to the, we lived in Philadelphia at that time, so they took us to the factory where they print the newspapers, so they showed us a big roll of paper and the printing press and the ink, the bottles of ink, and we understood it. They print the pages on the paper, and then they fold it, then they cut it, then they slice it, then you can see the whole Hishtashalos Hadvar. But I think the newspaper probably would, even though it's obvious how it came about, but I think a newspaper that's printed on Shabbos Yontav probably would be considered a Noilad Gomer. Because on Erev Shabbos, it was a roll of paper and there's a bottle of ink and it was a machine. And now, all of a sudden, it became a Yesh Me'ayin. Not exactly Yesh Me'ayin, a Yesh Me'yesh, but that would probably be a Noilad Gomer. Tyson talks about different things that are Noilad Gomer that are less than newspapers. So Pashto says that would be Noilad Gomer. And this is called Noilad She'en Gomer. If I ate up all of the chicken on the bones, and now on Erev Shabbos, the piece of chicken was labeled, the whole piece of chicken altogether was labeled Meichel Adam. And now the bones is only Meichel Behema, because Klav HaMetzui M'chamokan. So it's Meichel Adam She'nishtan Aliyas Meichel Behema. So that's a Machlekes, Reb Yudah Reb Shimon. Whether you say, that's like Noilad, it had a hachana b'toras Meichel Adam. But it never had achanah b'toras Meichel Behema. It was Meichel Adam she'nishtan aliyas Meichel Behema. Or the same thing, let's say, a kli, I have a chair. I have a nice chair. And then the chair broke in the middle of Shabbos. If a bottle breaks, the bottle is a kli, so it's not muktzah. If the bottle breaks, sometimes a glass breaks on Shabbos, it breaks into tiny little pieces. So the tiny little pieces are muktzah. That was junk, muktzah. So then you're only allowed to take it off of the table we spoke last week. If there's a chashash, someone may get hurt. Chashash hezek, you don't need hezek arabim, just to be metalta muktzah. If there's a chashash, someone's going to get cut. So you're allowed to remove the muktzah the other time. But if not for that, I would say the broken kli is considered muktzah. So if you have, let's say, a chair, used to be a chair for an adult to sit. Now the chair broke in the middle of Shabbos. Now it's only a chair for little children. The legs are not high enough, and now the little children will be able to sit on the chair. But before Shabbos, it was a chair, and now also it's right there a chair. So it's a kli shenishtana. It's also a melacha harishayna. It used to be a chair, now it's also a chair. Or I had, let's say, a lid for a kli. So before Shabbos, it was a lid for a big kli. It used to cover up a big cookie jar, let's say. And now, because it broke a little bit, so now it's only good to cover a small jar, but it's still a lid for a kli. That's Eisamei Malacha Arishayna. It still has the original Hishtamshas. So that's not called Nolad at all. since it still has the same ishtamshes that it had at the beginning of Shabbos, that's not nolad at all. But if the kli broke and it's no longer oisamei malacha harishayna, but it's oisamei malacha, it's still useful for a different, has a different ishtamshes. Let's say it used to be a chair and now it broke in such a way that now it's not shayach. It can't function as a chair at all. It's maybe it's I can have it next to a chair to put the newspapers on top of it, or to put books on top of it, a book rest or something. So that's, it was originally, at the beginning of Shabbos, it was one type of a kli. Then it changes to become a different type of a kli. So the Gemara said, that's noilo che'eno gomer, both by Eichel and by Kalim. So that's a machlekes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon. What's a machlekes Reb Yudah? So it seems that it's like this. Reb Yudah holds, you need hachonas hagavre. The person has to consciously be meichen. You don't say, all Eichel mekelem amuchan me'aleha. So all the food in the house and all of the kelim in the house, if you would ask, not consciously, you'd ask the balabas, does she think she may use it? Yeah, she may use everything. But the chitim la'oitza and the tami la'iska and the ice cream in the freezer for the birthday party on Sunday and the shmurim matzah, if you would ask her, she would say, absolutely not. We don't plan that. Pesach the dishes. They don't plan things. So there was no hachanas ha'balam at all. And Reb Shimon says, no, all oichlam and kelim. When Reb Shimon agreed with Reb Yudah that it's not Mucham Me'aleim, so he said, let's say you have, sometimes the clothing is torn to the extent you have a jacket, trousers, whatever, it's so torn that some people would throw it in the garbage. Wealthy people would throw it in the garbage, they wouldn't use it. They wouldn't use it as a beggar. And poor people would still continue to use it. Or let's say, Grogis for Tzimukim, you put the fruits in the sun that it should dry out, and instead of eating it as grapes, I'm going to eat it as raisins. So there's an interim stage when it's partially dried out. That ik in shid achlid, ik in shid delay achlid. So some people would not enjoy eating it at all the way it is now. Other people would eat it. It's halfway in between raisins and grapes. It's nishtahin and nishtahem. So some people would eat it, tastes good to them. It's a matter of taste, and other people would not. So there, by the Grogis and Tzimukim, that's in the intermediate stage, or the Beged, that some people would throw it in the garbage, other people would continue to wear it. Then it depends on the Bailam. If the Bailam is an Oshir and he's going to throw it in the garbage, so then it has a Din of Muktzah. And even a Nani is not allowed to handle it. Even a Nani wouldn't throw it in the garbage, Nani would wear it. But it depends on the Bailam. So since the Bailam, as far as the Bailam is concerned, it's garbage. You got to throw in the garbage. So then it has the din of Muktzah. And by the Grogus, it's a Mukim is also like that. So the Gemara has a Shaila. What's the din? I'm a finicky person. I do not eat the Grogus, it's a Mukim in the intermediate stage. I like grapes and I like raisins, but in the intermediate stage, neither here nor there, I will not eat it. So I left the grapes on the rooftop in the Sahara Desert, let's say, that it should dry out. By the time it comes Shabbos, it already dried out, and they're very tasty raisins, but I didn't realize that. It turned into Grogis Hutzimukim already, but he didn't realize that till the middle of Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, he discovers that it was already raisins before Shabbos ended. So what's the din in such a case? So the Gemara says in such a case, It's not Muktzah. But the Balabas didn't know about it. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that Shaila should really depend on this Machlekes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon. Do you hold like Reb Yudah that you need Hachanas HaBailam? So the Bailam has to be aware of the fact that it's already raisins now. Since he's not aware, he thinks that it's still in the intermediate stage. Neither here nor there, and he personally doesn't enjoy that, even though the truth of the matter is that it already turned into raisins. But he doesn't realize that. Then according to Reb Yudah, perhaps it would be Muktzah, but we pass on like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Oichel Mekelim Amucham Me'aleim. As long as it's Reil Achilas Adam, it's Mucham Me'aleim. So that's what the Gemara says. These cases of Noilot She'ena Goma, both by Oichel Adam She'enishtan Aliyas Maichel Behema, you ate the chicken, he only left with the bones, that's Noila Chena Gomor. Or Kalim, that the kli broke, and it's no longer functional the way it used to be. Not that it used to be a chair for adults, and now it's only a chair for little children. No, now it's only a book rest. Now it's the legs broke on the chair. It's no longer a chair. It's good to hold books, it's to hold newspapers on it. It has a different ishtamshit, completely different ishtamshit. No longer for people to sit on. It's a little a desk to put books on. So that will be a machlekes abiyudah Reb Shimon, whether that will be muktzeh. And the pashtus is that we paskin that it's not muktzeh. Yeah. We spoke a little bit last week about if you have a wooden bucket to draw water from the well, and you have a big rope, and the wooden bucket is going to float on top of the water. So how are you going to get it to go below the surface of the water? So they used to tie on the bottom of the bucket, Evan Shebekirvio. They would tie on a big slab of stone. So the slab of stone is Eitz Malbon of the Offer. That's an Evan, so that's Muktzeh Mamish. But once you tie it onto the Kli, then it blends in to become part of the Kli. Or money is Muktzeh, not only because you're not allowed to go shopping, you're not allowed to do Mecca Chemem Kram Shabbos, that's a less important reason. The real reason why money is Muktzeh on Shabbos is because it's not one of the four categories. It's not Mekabel Tum because it's not a Kli, it doesn't have Ishtamshit. That's not called Ishtamshit. That I can use it to buy food with it, to buy clothing with it. That's not called Ishtamshus. Means it's a pen, it's a pencil, it's a hammer, it's a screwdriver. I can have Ishtamshus with the thing itself. Now I can buy with the money. I can buy things. So Dovish Embo Ishtamshus is Muktzeh Mamish. So what happens if you have? There used to be a minig years ago. Maybe they still have it. They have loafers with a little crack in the front, and they would put a penny in. They used to call it penny loafers. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. It says, once you put a coin, a matbeah, into a beged, and it blends in to be part of the beged. Let's say you have a necklace. A woman wears a necklace, and they drilled holes through coins and through pearls and through other things, and you have money on the necklace. So this, it's no longer money. It's part of the tachshit of the necklace. So it said, became ois muktzeh. It became ois muktzeh. So sometimes if you miyached a dvar muktzeh for hishtamshus, it becomes part of the bucket to lower the water. It becomes part of the shoe. And sometimes the Ramban has this, the Melchamis has this, the Masechet Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a part of it, not all. Sometimes, let's say you plan to have a bris on Shabbos, a mila v'zmana, so you're going to have a bris. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote, both in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Mila and Yeridei Achelik Imol, they quote this in the old minig, at least from the days of the Gaonim, but it comes from the Zohar. Perhaps even in the days of the Tanoim they had it. That the Zohar says on the Pasuk in Parshas Balak, Mi mono afra yankev, misparas rova Yisrael. Who can count how much offer there is by the Jewish people? What do you mean? What offer are they talking about? Mimona afa yankiv. So the Zohar says the minig is that when you do a bris mila, you matmin ba offer. So if it's a bris on Shabbos and Yontif, so offer is muktzeh. Eitz mamana offer is muktzeh. So how can you fulfill this minig on Shabbos and Yontif? So the Gaonim all say you should be mazmin the offer mit bod yom. What do you mean mazmin it? But it's still going to be offer. If you're mazmin it to be something other than offer, then you're not yotze the meaning. Mimona afra yankiv. You're matmin the or ha'orla ba'offer. So you're mazmin it to serve as offer. So how does it become ois muktzeh? So the Ramban explains. There are two dinim of being mazmin. Sometimes the evan shebekirvio, the stone on the bottom of the wooden bucket, blends in to be part of the bucket. And the penny in the shoe becomes part of the shoe. And so on. So then it becomes ois muktzeh. But over here, this remains muktzeh. The offer remains muktzeh, but you designated it to use it for a specific hishtamshus. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, then it's muktzeh with a heter tiltul. It has a heter tiltul for that purpose, or for an equally important purpose, or more important purpose. But let's say then you want to, your mazmin, the offer for the bris milah, and then you decide you want to use some of that offer for some other purpose. For some dvar hashus, not for an old minig, to be matmin orlo ba'offer. So then the Gemara says it depends whether the other hishtamshus that you want to use it for, is that equally important to this meaning, or more important, or is it less important? let's say a person plans to shecht chayva of on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, shechet is a netilis and shom is a malocha. So you can't shecht. There's no heterech on nefesh on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there's a heterech on nefesh. So in the days of the Gemara, it was permissible to shecht. Today, Pashtus is not permissible to shecht on Yom Tov. Shabbos Ari has a discussion. Is it permissible to shecht this man is on Yom Tov? So his angle, the reason why he raises an issue that we have over the generations, we have so many chumras and hilchas treifas, so there's a strong likelihood, it's not going to be 50-50, it's going to be less than that, but it's not so clear that that you'll be allowed to eat the chicken. It may, because of we have so many chumras and hilchas treifas and hilchas shchita, it may come out that we're going to have to aser this the chicken. So maybe Bizman Hazeh shouldn't allow shchita on Yom Tov because it may turn out that it's... with all of our chumras, we're not bokeh this, we're not bokeh that. It may turn out a high likelihood that it may be awesome. But even Barmadain, leaving out that Chagasari's consideration, different reason why. The Ramban writes, Echel Nefesh, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Echel Nefesh, but you're not allowed to grind up the grain to make flour out of it. If there's flour in the kitchen, then the Balabasta is permitted to do Milisha V'Elech. She's allowed to mix the water with the flour and let it rise. Milisha v'yelach is mutter before lisha is asa. So the Ramban holds that that idea, milisha v'yelach, Tosis and Beitzot, Av Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes it from the Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. Why not? Only if it's close to the final result. So he says, so the Ramban explains, Ramban thinks that that's a din d'oraisa. Many other Rishonim think that that din, milisha v'yelach, and the Yerushalmi is only midirabbanan. It's not a din min haTorah. The Ran and Tosfos, and Tosfos and Shabbos, they hold that Milisha V'Elech is only a Chumr mid the Rabban. But the Ramban explained, no, it's min haTorah. He says, the Heterech on Nefesh only applies to things that you normally do derech Suda. If the Balabasta wants to prepare supper for tonight, so what is she going to do? So she's not going to go fishing this afternoon for tonight to eat. She may not catch any fish. She's going to have to go fishing a day or two in advance. So Bizman HaGemara, they had no refrigeration. So whenever they wanted to eat flesh or chicken, they would shecht it that day. They would shecht it soon before they were about to eat it because they had no refrigeration. Today we have freezers. Even if the woman is married to a shechet, her husband never shechts the chicken on the day that they want to have, let's say, Tuesday night, they want to have chicken. So she's going to ask her wife. The wife is going to ask her husband, well, please shecht the chicken today. Nah, she has chickens in the freezer that are sitting there for 3 years. The chicken was geshecht on a long time ago, even though the husband is a shechet. She's not going to shecht it freshly. She's not going to cook chicken that was just shechted today. So since the minhag olam is that we don't do shechita today, we no longer do it as we're about to prepare for the supper. We prepare for the supper, you cook it, you make the fire, and you cook it on top of the fire. But you don't do the shechita soon before. So that's not the Ramban says. Whatever is a preparation is my meruba, like grinding up the chitim to make flour, things like that. So that's not included in the heterech nefesh. Only what's derech suda. So in the days of the Gemara, the Easter shecht on Yom Tov, bizman hazeh we don't shecht on. So let's say, if you shecht chai v'yoif, then you have to do kisei adam. If you shecht behemis, if you shecht the cow, there's no din of kisei adam, only chai v'yoif. So let's say he plans to shecht the chicken, that's an oif, and he's going to need kisei adam. So it says v'chiso be'ofer, if you cover it with offer. So he has a sack of offer, but eis mavon of offer is muktzeh, so he's mazmen a sack of offer to use it on Yom Tov for the purpose of kisei adam. Then something comes up on Yom Tov. The baby has a dirty diaper, and everything fell out from the diaper because the husband diapered the baby. He doesn't know how to do it. So all the dirt fell on the floor. So what are you going to do? The whole house is a sloppy mess. So you want to take some of the offer to cover over the dirt on the floor. So if it's really bothers, if it's really annoying, it's in the middle of the house, so then as a din of Gerev Shalvei, if something is very annoying. Let's say you diaper the baby and a dirty diaper is left on my bed. I'm not going to go to sleep with the dirty diaper on the bed. So even though it's muktzeh, the dirt in the diaper is muktzeh, you're permitted to pick up the diaper and throw it in the garbage. That's the heter of Gerev Shalrei. So if you have So the Gemara has a discussion. You have offered that you were mazben in order to do kisei adam on yontem because he planted to shech the chicken, and chicken needs kisei adam. So then you want to use some of that offer to cover up tzoya for some other purposes. So then the Gemara says it depends. Is that other hishtamshus equally important or more important than the mitzvah of kisei adam, or is it less important? If it's less important, then I say the offer is still mukta. The offer was mukta. If you put the penny in the loafer, or you put the oven on the bottom of the bucket, the wooden bucket, it blends in to become part of the kli. But here, the sack of offer remains mukta. That's what the Gemara has like this on Yontif. On Yontif, you're permitted to make, not to make a fire if there already is a fire, you're allowed to throw in more fuel in order to keep the body warm. So let's say you have a whole stack of logs that you're going to throw into the furnace in order to make the fire continue, because you want to cook something on Yom Tov, because you want to keep warm the house. You don't have central heating. You have to put logs in the furnace. So then you decide that you have the logs in advance before Yom Tov. Now you want to use the logs to hold up a Gemara in order to learn with it. So the Gemara says, "Lenitnu etzim ela lahasaka." Since you designated these logs on Erev Yontif, the logs etzim amonei rafa. The logs are etzim, so the logs are mukta. And even though you designated that you want to use it for the furnace, it's still mukta. But it's mukta that has a head to tilt on. Since you were masmin it for a specific hishtamshus on Yontif, hishtamshus that's mutter. So then you are permitted to be metalton the mukta for that purpose, or for equally important or more important ishtamshas. But if you want to use the logs to hold up a Gemara or something, if it's a less important ishtamshas, then you're not allowed to. So that's the Lashon HaGemara that the Ramban talks about. Nitnu eitzim ela lahasoka. The logs are treated as non-muktzeh, only for the purpose of hasoka, to retain the fire and the furnace. But if you're going to use the logs for some other purpose that's not equally important or more important, then I say, no, it was mukta all along. That's what the Ramban has, two kinds of hachone on mukta items, on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Yontif. In the Shulchan Aruch here, the simon about mukta, they talk about tiltal mukta. So they quote a Gemara towards the end of Shabbos, Kufman Gimel, a base Kufman Gimel, that sometimes an Adam Chashub Shaini, sometimes if the person is a Talmud Chacham or a rabbi, he should be machmer on some of these dinim. If something is sometimes muktzah, sometimes not muktzah, and even though in his condition it's not muktzah, he should be machmer to treat it as muktzah. Why? Adam Chashub Shaini. The Gemara has this idea. It's interesting. It's in Yeridei and Hilchas Bishul Akum. In the second Chelik Yeridaya. So it says, whatever food is Nechlik Moshu Chai, I know, Elo Shulchan Malachim, so there's no prohibition of Bishul Akum. The Gemara says, nonetheless, and Ranam Chashu Shaini, he should be Machmer on this. So it's in different areas of Halacha. It applies this idea, Adam Chashu Shaini. The Shach writes an interesting comment in Yeridaya. In the Yerushalmi, it never appears. This idea Adam Chashav Shani, but in the Bavli, it appears in many different cases that Adam Chashav has to be Machmer on himself, and it's really based on a pasuk in Megillas Rus that says that Elimelech and the Omri were religious people, and they had the two sons Machlan and Kilian, and then they went to Chutz Laaretz, they intermarried and they died. It was terrible. And then when she comes back to her son, Naomi says, don't call me Naomi, call me Kirali Mara, because my life is not pleasant, my life became very bitter. So the Gemara asks, what avera did they do that they deserve to be punished like that, that the children died at such a young age, and the children were yotzei l'tar b'zon, they married goyish women. So the Gemara says, they shouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. Either din is if there's a shnas batzoris, if there's a famine. It says in Megillas Rus, there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, so they went to Moav. They went to stay Moav. So the din is you're allowed to. So the Gemara, the Rambam quotes this in the end of Hilchas Malachim. You're allowed to live. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't go to Chutz Laaretz, but if there's a famine, you're allowed to. But Naomi, and a husband, Ali Melech, were punished with all of these punishments because he was an Adam Chashuv, and he should have been Machmer. He should have stayed a little longer. Because even the Adam Chashuv went to Chutz Laaretz, all of the Balabatim, the less important people, they said, look, the rabbi is doing it, so we can certainly do it. Everybody was mekel because of that. So just this week there was a Chag HaSmicha in the yeshiva, so they asked some of the rabbanim to speak, to give a little musaf to the mesmachim. So I mentioned that now that they all have smicha, they have the status of an adam chashuv, they have to realize, they have to be more careful about what they do in public, because everybody, any kol yisrael aleichem, everybody's looking at them, and they have to be careful. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that animals are considered muktzah. So the shaila is why? Why the animals are not miyuchad for? Animals are not miyuchad for hishtamshus. And what if it is miyuchad for hishtamshus? What if it's a seeing eye dog? Or what if it's a pet? The children have a little pet. So that's a question. So the Marach Erzaruah, that's the son of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Erzaruah. The Or Zeruah is a big svarim, and Marach Or Zeruah, they have a small sefer, Shabbos Shuas Marach Or Zeruah, a very small sefer. So Reb Chaim Or Zeruah quotes that there was a machlokes among the Bali HaTosfos. Rav Ruba de Ruba of the Bali HaTosfos held that Bali Chaim HaMuktzeh, even if it's miyuchad as a pet, it doesn't help if you're mazmin in advance to play with the pet. Balechayim amukta, because it's the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to, in Rechma Agabi Behemi, you're not allowed to ride on an animal. Zerushem Yachtuch Zmora. The Gemara, that's a Mishnah in the end of Beitza. You're not allowed to go horseback riding on Yontav. Kabachayim B'Shabbos. Why is it prohibited? So first the Gemara thought, maybe it's also because Tchumen, you may forget, you may not realize it, you may go Chutz L'Tchum. If you're walking, so you'll realize that you're walking is going slowly, but you ride on horseback, you're going to go chutz l'tchum in no time. In a minute, you'll go chutz l'tchum. Tchum is not so far. Alpai mama is 1 mil, much less than a mile. So first the Gemara thought that it's exerid that he may go chutz l'tchum without realizing it. Then the Gemara said, but that's only reasonable if you hold tchumen is deraisa. But we hold that tchumen is lab deraisa. Rabbi Kiva holds even tchumen alpai mama is deraisa. So that we don't pass it. We don't accept tchum in 1 mil as our paimon. We don't accept that. There is a machlekes in Mechaber the Rambam. What about tchum in yud beis mil? So the Mechaber follows the Rif and the Rambam, who follow the Yerushalmi, the end of the first parak in Erev, and the Rif quotes that Yerushalmi, that even though our paimon is the tchum in the Rabbanon, but the tchum in yud beis mil, that's tchum in the Reis. But the Ashkenazim don't follow that the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber. We pass come like the Bali Atesu. Bali HaTosfos hold that even Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is also only the Rabban. So if Mar says, he made a Gzeri, not allowed to ride horseback, because he may go Chutz L'Tchum, does the Chagzeri L'Gzeri? The Chachamim were not authorized by the Torah, Shmatemis Mishmati, Velo Mishmeris L'Mishmeris, Rashi writes, the beginning of Beitza on the Beis, I think, the Beis, the Gimel. You're not allowed to make a Gzeri L'Gzeri. The Chachamim were authorized by the Torah, Shmatemis Mishmati, to make Zeris the Rabbana, Asum Mishmeris and Mishmarti. So that's why there's no violation of Baltasis. But if they're going to make a Xeris for something that's far-fetched, once in 100 years someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. So they have no right to make such a Xeris. Or if they make a Xeris because they're afraid someone's going to violate an Aver the Rabbana. That's insufficient cause to make a Xeris. If you're concerned someone's going to violate an Aver the Raisa, then you make a Xeris. Usually you don't make a gzera because you're afraid someone's going to violate it, the Rabban. Yeah, so the Gemara says, we hold that Chumen is love their Isa. So why did they prohibit the Ein Rechma Gabi Behema? Gemara says, no, it's not because of the Chashash in Ego Chutzul Chum. Shem Yachtach Zmora. He may break off a branch. That was a common practice when people would be riding horseback, or Gabi Chamor, they would break off a branch and hit the animal to encourage it to go faster. So that's a gzeirah shem yachtach zmorah. And that's kotzer, that you're not allowed to do. So, and then this gzeirah was extended by the Chacham, not only you're not allowed to ride horseback, gzeirah shem yachtach zmorah, also the shtamish bebalichayim. You're not allowed to be shtamish bebalichayim at all. Similar to the din, you're not allowed to climb on a tree. In olam agabi ilon, gzeirah shem yachtach zmorah, you may break off a branch. But then they said, also the shtamish bebalichayim, you're not allowed to lean on a tree. Let's say I'm gonna lean on a tree, or let's say I'm gonna leave my sweater on a branch on a tree. So that's mishtamish bebalachayim. You're not about to leave your sweater. Someone left his coat on the branch on the tree, and I want to take it off and wear it because it's chilly. So you're not allowed to do that. If you're afraid that you're gonna catch a cold, it's freezing, then you are allowed to. But makom chashash choyli, you're allowed to. But if there's no chashash choyli, then you're not allowed to. As they have in the biography of the Stipula, he was in the Russian army, and one night he had to do shmirah. And the guy before him, who was on guard, he was wearing a fur coat. So he asked him, when you finish your duty, leave the coats, I'll be able to wear it. So the guy didn't realize it. He left the coat. It was Shabbos. It was Friday night. And he left the coat on a branch, hanging on a branch on a tree. So the stipler always had the tendency to be machmer, which was absolutely incorrect over here. So he figured, he's not going to catch a cold. If he waits 2 minutes, he'll wait till it really gets cold. So he waited 2 minutes, he waited another two minutes, all night long. He stood guard all night long, and he didn't put on the coat. And because it was so cold, he became deaf for the rest of his life. So it was a grois el chachma. It wasn't right. He shouldn't have done that. And because he can catch cold, even if you're not going to lose your hearing. But that's what caused him to lose his hearing. So that's Amish Tamshim B'Mukhubah. The original Issa was not allowed to climb on a tree. The original Issa was Ayrecham Agabi Be'ema. Shemayachtuch Zmar, lest he break off a branch to whip the animal. But then they broadened it out and said Amish Tamshim B'Balechai and Amish Tamshim B'Mukhubah. Amish Tamshim B'Mukhubah. Let's say we know that then if you have a hammock. So if the hammock is tied around the branches of two different trees and you're going to sit or swing on that hammock, so that's a violation of tzedadim. You're not leaning on the tree, but you're sitting on the hammock, which is attached to the tree. But if you have a nail nailed into the tree and the hammock is tied onto the nail, that's tzidei tzedadim, so then that far they will never go. But if the hammock is tied around on the branch of the tree, so that's called tzedadim, it's not tzidei tzedadim, so then that's included in the tzedadim. So that's what the Maharaj Azura writes. Even if you're mazman this palchai, you have a little puppy and the children play with the puppy or a kitten or something like that, and it's a pet that mazman to be mishtamshin, so it's still also because it's there the rabbanon a mishtamshin palchai. It's not muktza because it has no mishtamshes, and if you're mazman it for mishtamshes, then it's mutter. No, it's mukta because of the gzeirah, mishtam shim balachan. He quotes there was a minority opinion. One of the Bali Ates held that it was mutter, but it was really outvoted. That's what the Maharaj Azura writes. And the later tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein, every so often there's a tshuva that's very, very brief and with normal peiros, and a lot of times they're very questionable. So he has a tshuva about this that he wrote and it was very old. And it's an avla that they printed it, I think. So Rav Moshe said he thinks if it's a pet, then it's mutter. Then it's not, then you are permitted to handle it. That's a very questionable tshuva. The Pashta says that Rav Rishon hold not so, that you're not allowed to.
Why isn't it a violation of hemtecha? Lo sasu ko malocha to avincho uba hemtecha. Riding on the horse is using your behema.
Using the behemoth to carry me, I can walk myself. Probably a chayna says satzma. Let's say if I carry a child who's able to walk on his own, then we say a chayna says satzma. So if the animal is carrying me, and I'm able to walk on my own, so it's also there's no violation of shvisas behemto, because it's not doing a malocha. It's not doing a malocha to have the animal carry packages, suitcases, luggage. That is correct. That is a violation of shvisas behemto. But the animal should carry a person who can walk on his 2 feet. If the person is a chayla or kofus, he's tied up or he's sick and he's not able to walk, then it's like an iser haitzah. If I would carry a person who's a chayla or kofus or a tina can't even crawl or can crawl on all four, so that's a machlokes hatanoim. But if you have a behemoth, do you say a chayla says that's my with respect to behemoth that walks on all 4 feet? So we pass can no. Only a chayna says that's meant to a human being who's old enough to walk on 2 feet. old enough to walk on 2 feet. If he crawls on all four, if he can't even crawl, he's a little baby, can't even crawl, that's like kofus. So then you don't say achai nesias atzma. So this, all these details carry you over to the behemah. It'll only be a violation of shvisas behemta if it'll be an iso haitzo by, if I would carry such a person. Yeah. Midirabbanan, that's achai nesias atzma is a dimen, a term midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry. Not allowed to carry a person is able to walk. That's the question. What if you carry a person is able to walk? Let's say a child is able to walk, but he would rather not. He doesn't want to bother, but he's healthy enough. He's able to walk. Are you allowed to carry him in a carmelis? Do you say that that's a gzera l'gzera? It's a double the rabbanon. It's clearly a shvuz the shvuz. Carmelis is only the rabbanon. Achai nesi esatzma is only forbidden by the rabbanon to carry. So certainly a shvuz the shvuz of a makam mitzvah would be mutter. But let's say shalav a makam mitzvah. Do you say that it's a shvuz the shvuz? It's only mutter a makam mitzvah. Or do you say maybe it's a gzera l'gzera? When do you say it's a gzera l'gzera? So usually, so the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with the Rebbe Kivega's tshuva. Rebbe Kivega wrote a tshuva. It's not on the bottom of the page here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the tshuva's Rebbe Kivega. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes word for word a few lines from Chuvas Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega says that Ein Gazim L'Gzera L'Gzera means if the second Gzera was made because the Chachamim are concerned someone's going to violate an Issa the Rabbana. But over here, they made Gzera Carmelis Otto Rishus Arabim. They're afraid people, if you'll allow people to carry the Carmelis, then they get used to carrying, they'll carry the Rishus Arabim. Then they said, you're not allowed to carry even one who's able to walk on his own, achai nesias atzmai. So in the Rabbanan, they said, you're not allowed to carry a person who's able to walk, lest next time you'll carry a chayla, or you'll carry an object. He won't be carrying a person. So each Issa the Rabbanan was made independently of the other one. So this is not really called a gzeira l'gzeira. This should really be a shvuz l'shvuz. It should only be mutter and makam mitzvah. So that's first Rebbe Kivega argues like that. And that idea that says, and there's a collection of tshuvas by the Nesivos that's called Nachlas Yaakov. So there's a tshuva there. And the Sfasemis has like this, and the Pnei Yeshua has like this, and the first Perek and Shabbos. Many Achrayim say this idea. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but he doesn't say that he's quoting tshuvas Rabbi Kivega. Because then Rabbi Kivega says in the next paragraph, however, when they made the Gzeira, that you're not allowed to carry Achayna says Satzma, but they asked me the Rabbanon. But since they're both Gzeiras, that you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis, it's a Gzeira the Rabbanon, lest you carry in the Mishusarab. And you're not allowed to carry a person who's able to walk on his own. So even though it's not a Gzeira, the motivation to make the Gzeira was not because you're afraid someone's going to violate the Rabbanon. Each Gzeira is Otto Adin Deraisa. But by Hoitzoh, all of the Achrenim say. But so if it's a gzera u'gzera, even though it's not a gzera l'gzera, like the Gemara says, le'yetzer chay b'machta somach l'chashecha, shema yishkach v'yetzer. In the days of the Tanaim, sometimes a tailor would walk in the street with the needle in his jacket. So every Shabbos he shouldn't walk on the street, gzera shema, he may forget, and continue walking into Shabbos. So the Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Rava. What about if it's a carmelis? What about v'yet yachai b'machta samach l'chashech? But he's not going to walk in the mishus around their eyes. He's going to walk in an area that's only a carmelis. Does the gzera apply? So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. So Abai says, he, it's the same thing. You're not allowed to. It's a double the rabbanon. That's not a gzera l'gzera. It's a shvuz the shvuz, but that's not a gzera l'gzera. And we don't paskal like Abba, we paskal like Rabba. So that's what all the Achronim explain. By Shabbos is a special din if both the Rabbanans are Gzeiras, neither is a Malacha of the Rabbanan. Carmelis, if you would have asked me, I would have said Carmelis is a Malacha of Hoitzom of the Rabbanan. But you see from the Gemara in a few places, it's not considered Hoitzom of the Rabbanan, it's a Gzeiram of the Rabbanan. And to carry a baby who's able to walk is a Gzeiras, because they is Mekel on that. To carry a child who's able to walk on his own in a Carmelis, it's a gzera, a double gzera, and I don't treat it as a shvuz to shvuz, that's only mutter b'mokam mitzah, and say it's mutter legamre. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like Rabbi Kivega's maskana. So he quotes verbatim, word for word, the first part of Tshuva's Rebbe Kivega, where he argues that it should be Asa, and he doesn't tell you that he's quoting Rebbe Kivega, so you'll be able to look it up on your own. You see Rebbe Kivega backs out from that in the next paragraph. Mishnah Bura leaves it that it's Asa, that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to carry a Tinuk, even though the Tinuk is able to walk on his own. You're not allowed to carry him in a Karmelis, because that's a Shvuz de Shvuz. It would only be Mutim a Makam Mitzvah, but Shalom Makam Mitzvah would not be Mutim. Yeah, that's a shot of, let's say, a blind person has a seeing eye dog. So that's a dog that has a Hishtamshin, the Pashtus says that you're not, that it shouldn't be allowed to handle. I think they quote on him, Rab Shlomo Zalman, that he held that it was Mutter. That's the Pashtus is based on that, unless he has to handle a dog, that he shouldn't fall, he shouldn't get hurt. Okay, if there's a Hashash Hazik, then you're allowed to, just like if the glass broke on the table, there's a chashash, someone's going to cut themselves. So, b'makom chashash hezek. You don't need hezek arabim. You need hezek arabim if you're going to carry pach. We spoke last week, you're going to carry in a karmelis. So you're going to carry pachas pachas bin alan amas and a reshus arabim. But just with tiltal mukta, chashash hezek alone is enough to be mati. You don't need hezek arabim. You only need hezek rabim where there's a chashash malocha involved, but it's only tilta mukta, chashash hezek is enough. Yeah, hezek rabim, the pashta says we hold hezek rabim, you would be matadinim the rabbonim, like carrying pochas pochas, mendalan amas, and nushus rabim. I carry three amas and I put it down, I carry three amas and I put it down, I carry three amas and I put it down. At the end of the day, I carried nine amas and nushus, but made anocha, anocha, anocha. Each time I carried less than dalan amas, so that's din. Tyson says that's a gzera chamura. The gzeras are divided into two categories, gzera kal and gzera chamura. So Tyson says the din, that kol dolish em yishim shvus, like goes with all the ben ashmashes of Friday night entering at the Shabbos when Mako, to violate the gzeras, the rabbana, b'makam tzoragodl, b'makam hefsev merub, b'makam mitzvah, when matir, so Tyson said that's only on gzeras kalas. Gzeras chamuras were not Mako, but ben ashmashes. And if it's a gzeira, so then let's say to carry pachas pachas al aram as a gzeira chamura, so that you would be makel b'makom hezek harabim. It's only at the rabban makom hezek harabim would be makel. That's the pashtus. Hezek harabim is only you makel on the rabban. You're not makel on the raisins. The Rana on the Rif quotes a shita from the days of the Goyim that b'makom hezek harabim I treated like suffix sakonis nefoshes. And they can even violate their ISIS. That's a big chiddush. There's a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael who encourages religious Jews to join the police force, and they can even function on Shabbos as policemen. Why? There's no sakana. When there's a sakana, you're allowed to do things. And no sakana, what's the heta? So he relies on this sheet, and we really don't paskan like that sheet. He realized that his whole the essays that he wrote, everything is based on this opinion, that Hezek HaRabim has the din like Sakonis Nefoshes. If the Chashash Hezek HaYochid, so you only matter the Rabbanas, but whenever there's a Chashash of Hezek HaRabim, the public, so then let's say they're going to be Ganavim, are going to be governing, and people are going to beat other people up. The police are only going to get involved on Shabbos. And on Yom Tov, if there's a suffix sakana, there's going to every Shabbos Yom Tov will be hefker. The Jewish terrorist, the Jewish Ganavim will know that the police, the religious police, in Bnei Brak, are not going to do anything. So that's what Salman Mekel, Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his tshuva, his Bein Pairos. He has a whole tshuva where he talks a lot about, seriously, about this shita that they're on quotes from the days of the Goyim. And whenever there's a chashash hezek harabim, you can even violate din of their eyes. That's a big chiddush. Pashtus is not so. Yeah, in the Gemara there is a steer between two Gemaras. This is already the next Simen Shin. Tess, I'm not sure. Simen Shin Tess. So there's a contradiction between two Gemaras. What's the din? Tilta muktzim and atzad is a mutar erasa. What is mutar muktzim and atzad? So let's say I have a plate that is not a basis davar. I have a plate that's not mukta, and then I have a pile of coins, and I wanna move the coins. So I move the plate on the table, and because I'm moving, I have a sefer, and I wanna have room on the table to put the sefer. So I move the sefer, and I know the money is gonna move. So the money is moving without me handling the money. I'm handling a davar mukta. Let's say the Mishnah has like this. By mistake, someone left a big slab of stone. He left his wallet on top of a barrel. He left his wallet on top of a barrel of wine, and he wants to, it was shocheach, he wasn't thinking, on Erev Shabbos. And then, so the top of the lid of the barrel never becomes a buses, because shocheach, it doesn't become a buses. And then in the middle of Shabbos, he wants to have some wine. So he's going to tilt, the barrel of wine is closed. He's going to tilt the barrel of wine, the wallet will fall on the floor. So that's tilta mukta min atzad. So one Gemara says that it's mukta, one Gemara says that it's asr. So it's a contradiction. So some Rishonim say it's a contradiction, it's a machlekes, and they discuss how we paskan. And Shulchan Aruch has adopted the shittas hataisus that it depends whether it's l'tzorach davar mukta or l'tzorach davar asr. I don't have enough room, I want to learn Gemara. And I have money on the table, so I want to move the Gemara. I want to have a little more room to leave the Gemara on the table. So I push the money off of the table with the Gemara. I want to get the money out of the way so that the sefer will be able to sit on the table. It won't fall off. So that's tilta muktzim and atzad, the tzorach davar hamuta. I want to have the Gemara sit on the table. I want to tilt the barrel of wine to get the wallet off in order to take off the lid. So that's the tzorach davar hamuta. But if he wants to hide the money, he's afraid that someone's going to come visit him and walk off with the money. He has a lot of money on the table. And someone's going to take one of the $100 bills, and he won't realize, the owner won't realize that the guy stole it. So he wants to push the money off on the floor and then hide it. So we usually assume tilta muktza begufa is mutta. So let's say I'm going to push with my elbow. Instead of handling the muktza with my hands, I'm going to push with my elbow, and then I'm going to kick the muktza on the floor, kick it to the bedroom. So the guest is going to come, won't see the money. So we usually assume that that's mutter. The Chazon Ish has a whole different shita. He's machmar tilta muktza begufa. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. That's the way we always learn the Gemara, that tilta muktza begufa is mutter. Was the normal muktza, tilta muktza is a shvus of haitzor. And the normal way to do haitzor is to carry with your hands. If you do haitzor with your elbow, that's kalachayah, that'll only be the rabban. So the Pashtus is that they never ask it, that's the way it says Mishnah Berurah in the Magen Avraham, they never ask it, tilta muktza begufa. But over here, it's not begufa, here it's biadayim. He's taking the Gemara and pushing off, he's taking a plate. A plate is not a bus, it's a plate is not muktza. He's going to push off the money on the floor. So that's tilta muktza min atzad, letzarach davar asur. He wants to protect the money. But if he wants to get the cash off of the top of the barrel, that's l'tzorach davar mutter. He wants to get to drink the wine. L'tzorach davar mutter is mutter. Let's say the barrel is chavis ben achavios, and not that he has a wallet on top of the barrel. He left it as an Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos. He wasn't thinking. He left a big slab of stone on top of the lid on the barrel. So if he's going to tilt the barrel, the stone is going to fall off and may smash one of the other barrels. He wants to carry. He wants to carry the barrel away from the other barrels, and then tilt and have the slab of stone fall off. So that says in the Mishnah, if he's afraid that the other barrels may get smashed when he tilts this barrel, he's allowed to move the barrel away a little bit. He shouldn't move it too far. He should move it to the extent that is necessary. And then when the first available opportunity, he should tilt the barrel off. Tilt the barrel in such a way that this stone will fall off and it won't smash the other barrels. Yeah, these are the dinim of tilta muktza min atzad. The tzorach davar mutter is mutter, the tzorach davar asur is asur. That's how we pass. Yeah. What if you left, what if you left the miskabe? The Gemara basis depends whether shocheach or meniach. So let's say the fellow left his wallet, the mezin of the miskabe, he left his wallet on top of a certain tray, and it's his own home. No wish I didn't know also double shame shall go. If I'm in someone else's home and I put the wallet on top of someone else's property, That's an example of Eina Masa Dovah Shenish Lo. Since we distinguish between Shachech and Minyach, so you see that to make something basis, you need Kavanas Agavra to leave it there the whole Shabbos. So that's the din of Eina Masa Dovah Shenish Lo. My Kavana, my intention, can't be mitzvah to your property. I'm going to deify your, you have an automobile, so I'm going to worship your automobile. Your automobile does not become Asavano Mishum Avodah Zarah. If I deify, I worship my own automobile, then it becomes Avodah Zarah, becomes Asavano. But if I deify someone else's, that's a din and Asadav Hashem Shalom. If I pour chazer into your soup, or I pour milk into your flesh, it becomes Basa B'chol, it becomes trapes. The Tosha says, what happened to the din of Eid on the Masa Dovah Shem Shalom? So they say, no, if the chazer falls in by itself, it becomes trafe. If the milk falls in by itself, also becomes trafe. You don't need kavanas agavra. That's Tosha's klal, and the Rashi Mishnah says the klal. Whenever you need kavanas agavra, then my kavana, my machshava cannot be mitzarf with your property. So making something into buses, also you need, has to be meniach. So Eid on the Masa Dovah Shem Shalom, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Tosha. So If the money, if I left the wallet on during Bein Hashmashes, then I say Migdus Katzori Bein Hashmashes, it's Katzori Kol Yom, and then the tray on the bottom remains Mukta for the rest of Shabbos, even though it was removed in the middle of Shabbos. If, let's say, the tray, the wallet was not on top of the tray at the beginning of Shabbos, well, in the middle of Shabbos I put it, I violated the din. I take a wallet out of my pocket and I put it on top of a tray. So calls man that the wallet is on the trades of buses. After this, somehow, by hook or by crook, the wallet will get off of the tray. Then I won't say migdus katzoi for an hour. Katzoi lekuliyom. I only say migdus katzoi to bein hashmashes is katzoi for the rest of Shabbos. Only for the trilus on Shabbos. But if in the middle of Shabbos it became mukta and then the sibah it's becoming mukta goes away, you don't say migdus katzoi. From 9 to 10 in the morning of Shabbos, it remains mukta for the end of the day. That's only migdus katzoi bein hashmashes. So the Rashi writes on that Mishnah, if it's b'lachal of kol bein hashmashes, Rashi adds the word kol bein hashmashes. Why kol bein hashmashes? So we usually assume, and Shulchan Aruch they explain, we usually assume that bein hashmashes is a suffix, maybe a minute after shkia is laila, maybe 2 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. You don't know where to draw the line. Where does the first day end and where does the next day begin? So if something is, if the Bar Mukta, if you have a buses, if Bar Mukta was sitting on the barrel, on purpose, it was sitting on the barrel the first 5 minutes of Bein Hashmashes, but then somehow it got off in the middle of Bein Hashmashes. So then it's a suffix whether that's Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes means Tchilas Hayoyim of Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos didn't begin yet. Maybe the cutoff point is 10 minutes after the Shkia. Maybe it's 15 minutes after the Shkia. It's only going to be a din of buses, Rashi writes. It was Migdus Katzoi Lekol Bein Hashmashes. If the wallet was on the barrel, the whole Bein Hashmashes, then it was on Tchilas HaShabbos. Then it makes it into Muktzah. Then it has a din of Muktzah. Yeah, we spoke a little bit about Tilta Mukta, the Miktsas is also Asa. Not only is it Asa to move the Mukta from one place to the other. The Mishnah says the end of Shabbos, the 24 Prokhim, the end of Shabbos says if someone dies on Shabbos, so the meaning is on the weekdays, the Chevek Adisha closes the eyes. So it says, Ein Matzinim, Einam Shalmeis. If someone dies on Shabbos, you're not allowed to close the eyes. So the Ran on the Rib points out, you're not moving the dead body from one place to the other, just closing the eyes. That's Tiltum Mukta, the Miktas is still also, but it's not as Chomer, as real Tiltum. If you move the mace from one place to the other, that's Mochomer. So it says in the Gemara, let's say in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Dinitz, but it's Mishnah's in Gemara's like this. Let's say you have the dairy cows, and if you're not going to milk the cow, one day the cow is going to have a lot of pain. So Mishum Tzad Balechayim, we allow you to milk the cow. I'm milking the cows in Maloche, to make sure that all the milk is halach libut. We'll have to learn those dinim why that's mutter. Make sure the milk should be halach libut, so you won't be in violation of the Maloche. But it's still Tiltum Mukta the Miktas. So that's what they say. Mishum Tzad Balechayim will make on Tiltum Muktas the Miktas. Real Tiltum Mukta to carry the Mukta and move it away, we would not be makel. But till the Mukta the Miktas, that we are makel. We're making on that. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see. I think we covered most of the Dinim HaMuktzah. There's a lot of details. Next week, maybe we should start the Bishul. Bishul is one of the most important malachas on Shabbos. Okay.
Is there any problem with suits that have buttons or collar stays and shirts? They have sewed in those, like extra buttons or any of those extra paraphernalia that are really supplies that are not really needed for the beged.
The pashtus is there was a big machlokes about this when they started putting on extra buttons on the shirts and extra buttons on the jackets. The pashtus says as mechuba lebeged and darka bekach. That's the way they manufacture them. Pashtus says leheter. Some wanted to ask her, but the pashtus says that it's really mutam. The stays are not extra. The stays are mamish part of the beged. That for sure is mutam. But let's say the extra buttons. So some pointed out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the human body like that, that sometimes you need, you have to take out something from the leg and put it in the heart. So we have extra buttons in our body also. It's part of the Mechubel HaGuf, Kegluf Tamis, Mechubel HaBeged, Kebeged Tamis, it's Darka B'Kach. Pashto Sidur, it's Mutta, yeah.
Somebody left up spilling in his talus zekel on Shabbos. Is there any problem with removing the talus from the talus zekel?
No, to remove the talus, that's not a problem. To handle it. Huh.